WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices. And that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The new president of the Blinn College District met with reporters for the first time on the Bryan campus. Dr. Mary Hensley, who visited with the local media while construction workers went about their business converting the student union to more student space, became aware of what became a contentious legislative session involving the funding of Blinn's Bryan and Brenham campuses.
And at some point I did become aware of some of the issues, and it did not dissuade me at all. I think that we have lots of opportunities within the Bryan community, within the Brenham community, within the Seeley community, and within the Schulenburg community. And we're all one Blinn, and this is one college, and I think we have the opportunity to work together.
Hensley plans on making regular visits to all four Blinn's campuses, as well as become involved in the Chamber of Commerce and other community activities. Three administrators from the Bryan School District are on the road this week. Superintendent Tommy Wallace is among those visiting an unidentified middle school to get ideas of how to address middle school students who are high achievers, as well as students who are struggling.
This will help our some of our students who may be a little overage at the middle school level and maybe socially not as adept. So this program we're going to look at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. It's supposed to be one of the best around, so we're going to go take a look at it.
Dr. Wallace also talked about providing an expanded opportunity for elementary students who are academically gifted.
Now we will be pulling those individuals who are identified as gifted and talented and placed into an enrichment environment where they're with their like peers to have some type of project-based learning, some type of a rubric, some type of enrichment.
The discussion was ahead of this, the school board's vote to approve the district's improvement plan for the upcoming school year. It may be time to ask your doctor if you're going to have to pay upfront for future visits. The president of the Texas Medical Association, Dr. Tom Garcia, says some are considering that as the result of a new record-keeping system that starts October 1st.
But you can well imagine 60 to 70% of our doctors do not have electronic health medical records. There will be great difficulty in trying to determine what the correct code is for that particular patient-doctor interface.
Garcia says the new system, called ICD-10, increases by fivefold the amount of information a doctor has to input to document your condition. And some doctors, particularly those in private practice, are considering establishing lines of credit to stay afloat if Medicare or private insurance takes too long to reimburse them. The 30th arrest in nearly 20 years for a Bryan woman came after she fell out of a moving truck. A Bryan policeman witnessed the door of the pickup opening Sunday afternoon at Villa Maria and South College. The truck landed in the yard of nearby apartments. The driver refused medical treatment at the scene from firefighter EMTs. 36-year-old Mary Crenshaw was arrested for driving with an invalid license with four prior convictions and illegal possession of a prescription muscle relaxant. She was also ticketed for reckless driving. The Downtown Bryan Association has announced the first group of bands lined up to perform at this year's Texas Reds Festival.
The first announcement included Saturday night headliner Bob Schneider, Cody Canada and The Departed, Grammy winner Grupo Fantasma, and three-time Texas Female Vocalist of the Year Bree Bagwell.
They all have some sort of connection to Texas, so we really try and incorporate the Texas theme into not just our wineries and our steak, but also our music.
Downtown Bryan Association's Amanda Reynolds says more bands will be added to the list leading up to the festival at the end of September. The full lineup and more information on Texas Reds is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning, it's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It's clear across much of the state this morning. Lots of sunshine in the forecast for today. It will be a warm one. Highs around 95 this afternoon. We'll have clear weather tonight. Lows near 75. Sunshine tomorrow. A few clouds will develop in the afternoon. A couple of them could turn into an isolated thunderstorm. Highs near 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy with lows near 75. Sunshine returns Thursday, and it's a hot one. 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the new commissioner speaking at SEC Media Days on the Stars and Bars. We'll also have A&M standout Michael Walker at the All-Star Game, we as in us that will be watching. There's a new Home Run King and more coming up. We'll do it all for you in sports about 6:50.
Well, now we're finding out that dogs are fat over in Europe. Does it ever end? A quarter of the dogs competing in the world's biggest dog show are overweight, said scientists yesterday. The analysis of the canines at Britain's Crufts Show, which is held annually, found that 74% of the dogs were in ideal condition, but 26% were overweight.
Fat!
That's right. None of the animals studied were underweight, researchers from the University of Liverpool reported in their veterinary journal. The team reached their conclusions after studying 1,000 images of 28 dog breeds placed between first and fifth in the class. During the competition years of 2001 to 2013, the issue was most pronounced in certain breeds. 80% of the pugs. Pugs need to just slim down some. 68% of the Basset Hounds, 63% of the Labradors proved to be excessively fat.
I have to start competing in America.
Yeah, it is. While obesity at the show is still common, less common than in the general pet population, that's good. Alex German, who is a researcher, found the proportion of overweight animals is a concern because dog shows assume these would be perfect specimens of the breed, and thus they would not be so chubby. So, just saying.
Fat!
We've got this study today, a new study challenging the stereotypes that only men enjoy violent video games. A couple of researchers from the University of Wales say that many women feel sexy for playing violent video games. Of the 59% of U.S. Americans who play video games, 44% are female. Okay, now, all right, so 59% of U.S. Americans play that. Of that 59%, 44% female. You guys have any options? I mean, you know, my wife does not play video games.
No!
But
she owns a toy store.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, different. And how should you feel if you walk in and your wife or girlfriend is in there playing, name a video game.
I don't know, Call of Duty.
There you go. Okay, see? How's that going to make you feel? Huh?
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, I've never even seen someone playing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not a video game guy.
I understand.
Your other news guy was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love it.
Info.
Yeah. Nation.
Yeah, I know it's done. There's no doubt. Yeah.
It's a good way to turn your brain off.
Well, yeah. And for those people to make a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no recession there when it comes to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That and that street drive the car steal it thingy.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
the street drive the car steal it thingy.
Yeah, that one.
I know it.
Yeah.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Ha! Grand Theft Auto. So there.
Uh-huh.
I just looked up.
Yeah, I was going to say you looked it
I
up.
Did. I put in car theft video game, and there it is. So there. Yep.
Yeah. I'm already tweeting it as stuff Scott says.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's Tuesday. It's July the 14th. It's day 195. Got 170 of them to go. Shark Aware this week.
I think some people are aware.
After Shark Week?
Yeah, and it's Pandemonium Week. So that ties in.
International Nude Day, I'd ask first. Bastille Day in France. And Chick-fil-A has their Cow Appreciation Day. You dress like a cow today and you get a free sandwich. Yeah, I know. People do it, I'm sure. And we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Darrell Revis is 30 years old with the Patriots. He's cornerback. Taboo, who is a singer, is 40. Jamie Johnson is 40 years old, also country singer. Missy Gold is 45. She was the governor's daughter in Benson. Matthew Fox, 49, from Lost. Ellen Reed is 49, from the group Crash Test Dummies. Jackie Earl Haley is 54. He was the newer Freddy Krueger. Didn't work.
No.
Jane Lynch is 55. Kyle Glass is 55. Babe Brule is 62. And Rosie Greer, 83 years old.
Yeah.
And that's all I got.
Vincent Pastore, you know him from The Sopranos, 69. Harry Dean Stanton, still alive.
MacIver.
89 years old. 89. He's MacIver. He was in MacIver.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
He wasn't MacIver.
Yeah, I didn't think so. And let's see. Tim Hudson, baseball pitcher dude. He'd be 40. Patrick Kennedy, he's one of them. I just don't know what he does. But, you know, he's got that name. Eddie ain't 48. And that's it. Birthday's 617.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Examiner reported this week that some 276 sanctuary cities released, get this, over 8,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records, quote, despite federal requests that they be turned over to ICE for deportation. Even worse, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, these 8,000 criminals were all released in the span of just 8 months. The organization also reported that many of those illegals have been rearrested after their release and charged with, get this, nearly 7,500 new charges, including child sex abuse. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's campaign had the audacity to double down on her support for sanctuary cities last week, saying Hillary has supported them for years and believes that sanctuary cities can help further public safety. That should come back to haunt her, if there's any sense left in the world.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
620, News Talk 1620, WTW. Oh, we have an agreement in Iran, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Iran and six world powers led by the U.S. reached a formal agreement early Tuesday aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in international sanctions relief, which, of course, we have to do right now. We got to do that part right now.
Right.
And
please like us.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're liable to do King's X on, oh, yeah, well, I know we weren't supposed to do that, but we did anyway.
Inspectors. We don't need no stinking inspectors.
Yeah, really. So we'll see how all that goes. And we're going to fly by Pluto today. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Within 7,500 miles, which is like almost bumping into it. You know what I'm saying? In space. And a little kerfuffle on this this new Harper Lee book. Man, Ghost at a Watchman is what it's called. It was written really shortly after To Kill a Mockingbird, and only now, and it's available, I think, today in the bookstores. And we find out that Atticus Finch is a bit of a racist. What is that about? I know. Well, I mean, now what's going to happen? Now what's going to happen? Because I think we all had to read Kill a Mockingbird. I mean, it wasn't very long, so the Cliff's Notes thing wasn't available. but, I mean, still.
I watched the movie.
Well, yeah, well, I saw the movie, too, but, man.
That's the long con for the troll.
Yeah.
I like Atticus Finch. Oh, he's a racist. Yeah. Oh, no. Decades long.
Yeah, I know. Now what are we going to do?
Ruh-roh.
Teach you to trust anyone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Gregory Peck seemed like such a nice guy. on top of everything else.
Shinko, with your money now, GM will announce today that it's spending more than $1 billion on a huge expansion of its SUV factory in Arlington, Texas. Demand for GM's full-size SUVs has been so strong that the plant can't make them fast enough. Sales of the big GM SUVs are up more than 10% through June, as low gas prices have helped shift buyers away from cars. A judge has rejected an attempt by environmental activists and a state lawmaker to intervene in New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's decision to settle a contamination case with ExxonMobil for $225 million, a significant setback in the effort to scuttle the deal. The judge ruled that the interests of the opponents were adequately represented by the State Department of Environmental Protection, the original party in the 11-year dispute. Microsoft and data center services company Rackspace Hosting are teaming up to ease customers over barriers to using Microsoft's cloud computing service. On Wall Street, features little changed. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done, and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Norman G. Tractor. At Norman G. Tractors, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with a $300 factory rebate, $700 implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price $18,895 or $247 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You know, there's a lot of things that we still haven't figured out. The common cold, how to cure cancer. We don't know how the body works really, well, much at all, if you really think about it. But there's a lot we do know. Maybe too much. Crack.com has come up with a list of the five weird things your body does with their scientific explanations. Like eye floaters, those squiggly things you see floating around whenever your eyes move. Well, they're caused by too much fluid and gunk in your eyes. Clumpy and stringy mucus, basically. Doesn't mean you're going blind. It's completely natural and they'll go away. How about brain freeze from when you eat a lot of cold stuff? Well, what your brain is trying to do is warm itself up. It had a cold shock in your mouth, so it opens up arteries in your brain and the extra blood pressure causes the headache. How about when toothpaste make orange juice taste weird? Well, it's not because toothpaste is too sweet. It's because it contains chemicals that numb the sweetness receptors on your tongue while opening up the bitterness receptors. Toothpaste will change the taste of other foods too, but it's more noticeable with things that are sweet and acidic, like orange juice. And finally, how about the unusual smell in the facilities after eating, say, asparagus? I won't go into a great deal of detail because, well, quite frankly, it's kind of gross. But the reason you get the odor is from sulfur that's contained in the asparagus. When your body breaks it down, that's how it comes out. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's because only some people have the olfactory receptors in their nose that can detect that odor. Now, if they could just tell us when you get older why hair grows in your ears and nose faster than it does on your head. And that's my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange, a one-stop shop for jewelry and other interesting stuff, like you can buy gold and silver bullion there, old coins, new coins, if you're a collector, and everything in between. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or stop by and see him on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 626 of our Essex Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. We continue with this pattern. High temperature only keeps getting hotter. High temperature above 95 all the way through Saturday. No mention of rain in the forecast. Lows will be in the middle 70s, thus July. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 7, 91% relative humidity, and we have 74 degrees out there.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, type 2 diabetes, is it reversible?
Absolutely.
You've got an educational seminar coming up. Would you tell us kind of an overview of that?
Well, at the seminar, the people that attend are going to learn what causes type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reverse it. Now, there's no doctor on the planet that can cure you from that, or they'd have done that already. But you can take the action steps necessary in order to reverse that.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
It's absolutely free.
You can't beat a price like that. They need to register ahead of time?
Sure do. You need to reserve your spot by calling 268-1162.
Tell me, what do you think that the listeners need to know right now as far as what will happen during the seminar?
They need to know that the path that they're on right now, the medical path where they take medication after medication, is only going to get worse, and that many of the medications that they're taking actually make the problem worse.
So, if they'd like some more information about the seminar, what do they do?
They call 268-1162 and make a reservation. Hold their spot for the seminar.
This seminar will be held July 16th. For more information, call 979-268-1162.
You'd think living in the United States, we'd be some of the longest living people in the world, but we're not even in the top 30. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time. Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics and take performance to a whole new level. Stop by AutoZone for great deals on Pennzoil, now through July 27th.
Despite the large number of people who have quit smoking,
smoking is still a leading cause of death. If we eliminated cigarette consumption in this country, 80% of lung cancer cases would be eliminated.
Jeremy Smith, author of the book Epic Measures, looked at a huge study called the Global Burden of Disease Study and found that injuries are a huge problem.
Worldwide, road injuries kill more people than AIDS. Falls kill more than people than brain cancer. Drowning claims many more people than a lot of causes of death that you might think of.
Another surprising finding in the study:
if you are born in New York City today, you're likely to live about 10 years longer than you were a generation ago. It is the single greatest life expectancy gain in this country. If everywhere in the U.S. had the same gains, we would be the longest living country in the world. Instead, we're about 40th.
In terms of preventing premature death, eating more fruit turns out to be incredibly good for you. And
second only to fruit in importance is actually eating more nuts and seeds. I think that's about 114 grams weekly.
There's been a lot of concern about the health risks of overconsumption of red meat. However, there's something worse.
It's actually overconsumption of processed deli-style meats. So I guess you could say it's okay to have the steak, but maybe skip the bologna.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. As construction continues on the multi-million dollar facelift at Blinn College in Bryan, the new district president met with local reporters for the first time yesterday.
You're going to see me on campuses very frequently. In fact, you may have to call our media director, because if you call my office, I may not be there. I anticipate being out on our sites and in our community at all kinds of activities.
Dr. Mary Hensley says she will also be involved in off-campus activities in all four communities where Blinn has a campus.
In many of the activities at the Chamber of Economic Development, Texas A&M, Sam Houston, Baylor, and other institutions would like to have a partnership with Blinn College, and I want to do everything I can to afford those.
A lifelong educator, Hensley takes over at Blinn after spending the last 14 years in the Austin Community College system, the last six as Executive Vice President for College Operations. Many Bryan School District students will be experiencing academic changes when classes resume in about 6 weeks. That's the result of the school board approving the district's academic improvement plan at its last meeting. Superintendent Tommy Wallace referred multiple times to focusing on reading and writing from pre-kindergarten through fifth grade.
We have campuses that have focused on grades 3 through 5. Well, if you can't read in pre-K and kinder in 1 and 2, it's going to be really hard.
Assistant Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says they're planning to keep track of incoming high school seniors at risk of having to go through an appeal process to graduate.
We're going to be meeting with those current juniors, soon-to-be seniors, who are EOC deficient, starting in August, September, and doing an individualized plan to get them prepped for EOC so they don't need to actually hold an EOC or IGC meeting, rather, in the spring.
Three central office administrators are out of town through tomorrow looking into how an unidentified middle school works with high and low performing students to get ideas for Bryan ISD. We may be less than 3 months away from having to pay for our medical care up front, then file our own insurance to get reimbursed. The president of the Texas Medical Association, Dr. Tom Garcia, says that's the impact of a new medical billing code system, ICD-10, that starts October 1st.
There will probably be some physician that will say, well, you're going to have to pay me now. Here's your receipt. We'll send in the ICD-10 codes and hope that the insurance reimburses you at an appropriate time, and let the patient bear the burden of figuring that out.
And all your medical information could be seen by more than your healthcare providers.
These people are salivating to get this data so they could mine the data to figure out where the opportunities for these big companies to make money off of that exchange between a doctor and a patient. So that data, I hope, is kept confidential.
Garcia says doctors will be required to input 5 times the information in order to be reimbursed by private insurance and Medicare. The Rusk County clerk has resigned over marriage equality. Joyce Lewis Kugel refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, and she didn't want anyone in her office giving them out. District Attorney Michael Jimerson says Kugel could have followed an opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton and taken the chance of getting sued.
You do what you can do, and it's a matter of conscience, but you take an oath to follow the Constitution, and I personally don't agree with it, but the U.S. Supreme Court has determined that the Constitution has this fundamental right, as they refer to it.
Trudy McGill, who was sworn in yesterday as the new county clerk in Henderson, says she will issue the licenses. The Texas Department of State Health Services says they are looking into whether changes must be made to documents to accommodate same-sex couples. That's after several want birth certificate changes to allow the names of both parents and not just the mother and father. According to a nonpartisan think tank at a California university, around 9,200 same-sex couples are raising children in Texas. A Bryan policeman witnessed a woman falling out of her truck while making a turn Sunday afternoon at Villa Maria and South College. While the pickup came to a stop in some rose bushes in front of apartments, the driver refused medical treatment by firefighter EMTs. 36-year-old Mary Crenshaw was arrested and taken to jail, according to online records, for the 30th time since 1996. She was charged with illegal possession of a prescription muscle relaxant and driving with an invalid license with four prior convictions. That doesn't count her latest conviction for driving without a license, which, according to online court records, she was sentenced to in March to serve 45 days. The first round of bands confirmed to play at this year's Texas Reds Festival has been announced.
13 names were released as part of the two-day festival's music lineup. Downtown Bryan Association's Amanda Reynolds says they all have a Texas connection.
People from this area travel to Austin or Houston to see these bands, and we're trying to bring them here and introduce them to the population here and make them aware of this awesome music that exists in our great state.
Reynolds says several more acts will be added to the lineup in the coming weeks.
We will have full music Saturday and Sunday. The stage numbers range from 4 to 5, depending on the time of day, so there might be 4 stages going simultaneously at once during the day.
Monday's announcement named Bob Schneider as the Saturday night headliner. Online at WTAW.com is a full list of bands. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Ice Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan, in front of the new Walmart, and in College Station, Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Time to have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. Join their 20th anniversary celebration July 30th from 10 to 2 for a meet and greet plus a chance to win door prizes at their showroom, East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Here are the numbers.
High pressure, the story right through the end of the week, and we could be talking about temperatures touching up close to 100 degrees for the first time. Looks like it's going to be partly sunny today with highs near 95, if not mostly sunny. Clear tonight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a late day shower or thunderstorm. Any storms will be isolated, 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. And it's sunny Thursday, 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The times, they are changing.
That's Greg.
Wow. Doing Dylan?
Yeah.
Cool.
Concerning the stars and bars.
Oh, okay.
That is Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner from Media Days yesterday. We'll have more there. All-Star Game is tonight with an Aggie that could appear, and it'll be the first Aggie since 1997. Love that and more coming up in sports here in about 11 minutes.
There you go.
Name that Aggie.
Huh?
Name that Aggie.
What? Say it again, and let me see if I can.
Last Aggie to play in an All-Star Game, 1997.
In an All-Star, like a baseball All-Star
yeah.
Game? 1997. So Chuck Knobloch?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, there you are.
Golf clap for you.
Okay. When Attorney General Ken Paxton publicly admitted that he violated state securities laws last year, the State Securities Board did not refer evidence of criminal acts to prosecutors, possibly contrary to state law requiring them to do so. This reported in the Austin American-Statesman yesterday. A spokesman for the Attorney General, however, said the Securities Board took civil action against Paxton after finding no evidence of criminal conduct. Still got slapped. Got a reprimand and a $1,000 fine. Of course, he still has a little problem up in North Texas, so we'll see.
Yeah, that ain't over yet.
Yeah, we'll see how all that kind of gets ironed out, but that was a little bit interesting. Our governor is hanging out in New York City. New York City!
Get a rope.
Yeah, he was there, he was there yesterday and today. Saying Texas is open for business. Doing the same thing Perry did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so we'll see what happens there. But
do we have any figures on whether that's working, just out of curiosity? I know we're obviously getting businesses,
yeah.
But can they actually quantify that?
Quantify that they get to stay in a nice hotel when they're in New York. I don't know.
I'm just curious. I didn't know if he was doing a little early Christmas shopping.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah, could be doing that. I'm guessing he's staying in an okay place.
I'll tell you what, it's in the national news, so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're right. Now it's interesting because if you look back behind the front, and that is the people who help run the campaign that got Greg Abbott elected. Well, one of the guys who did that, his name is Dave Carney. He was a top advisor also for Rick Perry. Well, he's from New Hampshire, so he understands that stuff up there. And, you know, once again, Greg Abbott's pushing places like New Hampshire to say that the business climate is better in Texas, different in Texas. Y'all need to come on down here. Well, part of the reason is the sitting governor there in New Hampshire's name Maggie Hassan, and she may challenge the Republican U.S. Senator there named Kelly Ayotte. So maybe what they're trying to do is make things look bad in New Hampshire, so that will help the sitting Republican senator. See, all that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's good or not, but that pretty much is kind of what they're doing. So he's up there. Now, he's not going to New Hampshire on this trip. I guess he'll do that another time. But nonetheless, he is he's up there saying, y'all come on down here. Now, yesterday, I forgot to comment on the story, Patrick, you had about how the Alamo is, you know, being handed over from the Daughters of the Texas Revolution who run it forever. And they were talking about how they wanted to be capable of handling the vast number of tourists who come through there. I mean, hasn't that situation existed for a long, long time?
I think he was propping up a situation in the future where UNESCO might say, you have too many people going through this shrine. We need to limit that some way.
I see. Okay. They got people rubbing on stuff. And yeah,
to which George P. Bush said, no, we're still in control. If I didn't think we were, we wouldn't have agreed to the deal.
Okay, got it. Yeah. So we mentioned that Hillary was going to speak yesterday, and she did.
Yep.
Talking to the libs over there, she's doing everything she can, I think, to try to appeal to far-left Democrats, because right now they think Bernie Sanders is a cool old guy. And she said, as we know, in the years before the crash, financial firms piled risk upon risk, and regulators in Washington either couldn't or wouldn't keep up. I agree with her there.
Yes.
And I'm not sure which it was, if they couldn't or they wouldn't, because there have been any number of people for any number of years who've been going to the SEC and going, hey, not the conference, the other company, hey, there's stuff going on in the stock market, and you need to watch it. And, again, maybe they don't have people who are capable of doing that. I think they do. But maybe they're too busy being bureaucrats to get that done. Anyhow, then she says, I will appoint and empower regulators who understand that too big to fail is too big a problem. She said the measure of our success must be how much incomes rise for hardworking families. Okay, Hillary. Well, I'll tell you what, Hillary, why don't you just take some of that money that you made from speeches and give that to the middle, hardworking middle class? You want to do that? Huh?
Well, she just called her son-in-law a crook, too.
Huh? Well, I didn't see that.
She went on and on about hedge fund traders and everything else, and that's what homeboy is.
Okay, there you go. Well, you know, she did not mention breaking up the big banks. But she says she has no plan to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act that split commercial banks from their investment operations. The guy who signed that was named Clinton.
I think you're correct on that.
Dadgum. And this is bothersome. Huffington Post reports that an internal Veterans Affairs Department report shows that about one-third of the veterans waiting to receive medical care from the agency have already died. About one-third of the veterans waiting to receive medical care from the agency have already died.
But I thought the president was taking...
Oh, yeah, taking care of that?
Taking care of that.
As of this past April, just under 848,000 veterans were waiting health care, and that of those, 238,000 are already dead. The spokesman at the VA said the agency cannot subtract the dead applicants from the list.
Because?
Well, I have no idea.
Now calling 765.
Never mind. Yeah. So, we'll see. Spokesperson Walinda West said that more than 80% of the veterans who come to the department have either Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, or some other private insurance. Consequently, some in pending status may have decided to use options instead of completing their eligibility application. Yeah, in other words, they got sick of waiting on you.
Yeah.
Dead.
At some point, shouldn't they just be allowed, you know, we'll just pay for you to go to a doctor?
And that's, this is something that has been floated for a long time. I mean, back in the, I think even before Bill Flores was elected in that race, we were talking about
that. But good gravy, Maynard. I mean, at some point, common sense.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there can be some sort of a triage situation you do right now.
Yes.
Let's take care of it right now. You can do that locally, and then we'll get you going. But, let me see. That'd be an arm of the federal government, and that moves pretty quickly, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, 647.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit CP Tractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you have several shade trees, odds are that it's difficult to establish flower beds in your landscape. If you have pets or wild beasts that prowl randomly through your gardens, they can inflict a lot of damage to the plants that are growing in ground level beds. Sometimes you want to try plants that need some type of odd potting soil. Well, those are reasons that you might want to listen to what I have right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. I gave you a few reasons that you might want to turn to container color for shaded parts of your gardens. Potted plants can solve each of the three problems that I mentioned, and as an added reward, they can do so year after year. That's because each of the variegated plants I want to discuss with you can easily be brought into the house over the winter. In the spirit of full disclosure, these plants are all currently growing in the Sperry home landscape, so as you listen to what I have to tell you, you need to know that I've put all of these plants to work at my place. They're my first-hand observations. Variegated bougainvillea, the variety called Raspberry Ice. We think of bougainvilleas for their brilliantly colored floral bracts, and that's well in keeping. The variegated types do bloom, albeit sporadically. However, I grow my plant for its brightly colored foliage. It's adorned the very same shady spot in our entryway for the past 18 or 20 summers. I repotted it a few years ago for the second time. It gets a little morning sun, but if the sun hits it after 9 or 9:30, it would burn the highly variegated leaves. Variegated peperomias, and I have several. I seem to collect them. I like peperomias a lot. Any plant that you put on a pedestal rises to hero status by having done so. Now, variegated peperomias display wonderfully in such a setting. However, they're also beautiful in low pots along walkways and on patio furniture. You can root stem tips to create new plants, and there are several outstanding varieties of both green and variegated types. Many plants know airplane plant also as spider plant because it produces multitudes of offsets that billow down from hanging pots and baskets. You'll find it in almost every nursery or garden center. It will give you instant color wherever you use it. You can allow the offsets to root into pots and you'll have ample new plants. Provide full shade for this plant. I have a variegated peace lily or spathiphyllum, one called Domino. Unlike the other plants that I've mentioned, this one produces flowers and they're born abundantly during the summer. True to the topic, the leaves are variegated green and various shades of light green and white. The floral jack-in-the-pulpit bracts hold for several weeks and they are very pretty. Then I also have several different kinds of crotons. I like crotons a great deal, and I hope that you'll give them a try. They need bright light, but maybe not direct sunlight. Variegated pineapples and other bromeliads are beautiful in the shade. There are lots of choices for you, and those are some of the uncommon ones. I'm Neil Sperry. Marvelous mallows in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
First croton trees and now something that grows marshmallows?
Uh-huh.
All right, gang, it is 6:52. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The annual SEC Media Days kicked off yesterday in Hoover, Alabama, with new commissioner Greg Sankey taking the podium. And, of course, part of his opening address at Media Days had to involve the Stars and Bars.
South Carolina President Harris Pastides, University of Mississippi Interim Chancellor Morris Stocks, and Mississippi State University's President Mark Keenum, along with their athletics directors and coaches, have all stated their desire for change. The times, they are changing, and the times will continue to change as we move forward.
In addition to Sankey, new Florida head coach Jim McElwain spoke with the media, as did coaches and players from Auburn and Vandy. Today, the Aggies head coach Kevin Sumlin will take the stage, as well as coaches and players from South Carolina, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Texas A&M standout Michael Wacha is headed to Cincinnati as a member of the National League squad for tonight's All-Star game. If called to pitch, Wacha will be the first Aggie to take the mound in an MLB All-Star game and the first A&M player to play in one since Chuck Knobloch in 1997. In his third season with the St. Louis Cardinals, Wacha has 17 starts, with a 10-3 record and a 2.93 ERA. Speaking of All-Star games, there's a new home run king.
30 seconds to hit one to win.
Bye-bye.
There it is! The hometown hero!
Cincinnati Reds third baseman Todd Frazier became only the second player to win the home run derby on his home field. Frazier banged out 39 homers and closed out the event by beating Dodgers rookie Joe Pettersson 15-14 in the final. Pettersson was trying to become the first rookie since Wally Joyner did it in 86. As festivities gear up for this evening, Houston Astros left-hander Dallas Keuchel will be the American League starter. The 27-year-old Keuchel is 11-4. Los Angeles Dodger pitcher Zach Greinke will get the start for the National League. Keuchel said he knew he was getting the ball, but had to keep it under his hat.
I was able to tell my family, and even my family has loose lips, so I was very thankful for them not telling anybody. But I never expected this, and just to be on the team and with some of the best players in the world is truly an honor, and that's the way I'm going to approach it. It's just have as much fun as I possibly can.
The forecast for the All-Star game tonight in Cincinnati calls for some rain, prompting officials to be prepared for the possibility of a one-day postponement. Major League Baseball hasn't had to postpone an All-Star game since 1969. At the CONCACAF Gold Cup, the U.S. men's soccer team finishes Group A with a record of 2-0-1, and they advance.
Brooks for Sardis. Dempsey had to wait for it. Sardis off a redirection. Bedoya has it now. Bedoya, Bradley, 1-1!
Michael Brady scored in the 55th minute as America played to a 1-1 draw against Panama. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant has posted a message on Twitter in which he tells Dallas fans he, quote, will not be there if he doesn't have a new deal by tomorrow's deadline. The All-Pro led the NFL with 16 touchdowns receiving last season and has a one-year offer of $12.8 million under the franchise tag. With all the focus on Cincy in the All-Star game, Texas Rangers left-hander Martin Perez will complete his return from elbow surgery with his first major league start in more than a year. That'll happen Friday in Houston. Texas optioned right-hander Ramon Mendez to AAA Round Rock on Monday and announced that Perez will be activated off the 60-day disabled list for his first game back from the All-Star break. Perez last pitched May 10th of 2014 against Boston. Florida State President John E. Thrasher met with the school's football team yesterday following a week in which one player was dismissed for punching a woman and another was indefinitely suspended for allegedly assaulting a different woman. According to a statement released by Florida State, Thrasher met with the Seminole coach Jimbo Fisher, his assistant coaches, and their players on Monday, and it told them that playing football at FSU is, quote, a privilege, not a right, end quote. In the light of recent off-field incidents, I reiterated to the players they simply cannot put themselves in situations that reflect poor behavior or cause harm to others. And finally, some accolades for equestrians at Texas A&M. Emily Davis, a sophomore, completed a successful week in the 2015 World Championship Appaloosa Horse Show at the Will Rogers Equestrian Center. Davis competed against 60 entrants in three divisions, bringing home three top three finishes. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today, 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only